very hot and very, very hot. It's 44 degrees this afternoon, and we've all been wearing protective equipment, which is rather like wrapping yourself up in 5 plastic bags and jumping around in the airing cupboard. So we're dripping with sweat most of the time, and we can usually cope for about an hour looking after patients before we have to come out. It's a grim epidemic. The whole country is devastated. There's no functional health care here at all because of the Ebola epidemic. There are too many doctors and nurses who have caught the disease and died. And we are really the first line of defense against Ebola. We've been open for about 5 days, and we're taking increasing number of patients with Ebola. About 6 or 7 out of 10, I'm afraid, are dying very quickly after they come with us, but we'll be still looking after some people who we hope might pull through. We lost 2 small babies last night who were 21 weeks old and who got Ebola from their mum who died the day before. And we had another young man who died the day before. And we've got about 5 or 6 patients who are critical with the disease at the moment. So it's quite grim, but incredibly worthwhile. I'm here with a fantastic team of NHS doctors, nurses, paramedics, and we're working well together. And I think it's been a very interesting experience.
Bill, we've seen the photos on our television screens, we've seen them in the newspapers, and it looks like hell on earth, quite frankly. But is it worse than you thought it would be? Given all that we've been told, is it even worse than you anticipated?
I'm not sure worse is the word, but it's certainly on a par with what I, as a medical professional, did anticipate. What I didn't anticipate was the effect it's having on the country and the people. They're amazingly warm, friendly people in Sierra Leone, but the effect it's had on the country is awful to see. There are no football matches. There are no public gatherings. Few people go to church. All the shops and restaurants are shutting down for 4 days from today to try and halt the spread of the disease. The streets are quite quiet and empty, and virtually every local member of staff who I work with, nurses or people who work on our water sanitation team, people who spray us with chlorine, they've all had relatives and families who have died. We've got a little boy on the ward at the moment who luckily has proven to be Ebola negative, but he's lost 6 members of his family in the last few weeks, and he's got simply no one to take him back when we let him go. And it's just quite frankly heartbreaking, really. He's a lovely, lovely boy. We've been teaching him to break dance and teaching him to juggle, but we're really all he's got left at the moment. But he can't stay here in case he catches disease from other patients on the ward. So it's every case is just heartbreaking, really.